Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to Luke, beginning with the 24th chapter at the first verse. On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified, and they bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 disciples and all the others. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and he ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves, and then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in way of preparation, I leafed through some old Lutheran magazines looking for stories related to the resurrection. And what I found was this: none of the articles described a literal resurrection, but these articles I read were powerful tales nonetheless. You might call them reverberations of the resurrection. For instance, a Lutheran pastor recalled as a 9-year-old boy sitting near a window in a church school. And he looked out the window and he could see the grave of a brother who died tragically in an accident. And he felt a certain sense of abandonment. But he took consolation from the words on a tombstone nearby of a former pastor of the parish. And the line on the tombstone read like this: "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe." And then there was a second story of a man who was slowly dying of cystic fibrosis until he received a double lung transplant. And he said this about his experience. He said, "I've always believed in the resurrection of Christ, but these days the resurrection seems less mysterious. Because of the gift of life I have received, I have a special appreciation that the finality of death has no power over God's life-giving love." And finally, I came across one last article about a couple from Rochester, New York, who lost their daughter in a tragic murder. They've worked through their deep grief, and they did that by serving others in their community and becoming active in helping others. The resurrection empowered them for service to others. Each of these three stories deals with individuals who faced a great loss in their life, but found through faith in God a power that helped them deal with difficult times. The account of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than just a story passed down over 2,000 years. The story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a hope we might have for someone who passed away. The story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ describes the power of God made visible in your life and in mine. Several years ago, I sat in a hotel room at Genesis following the death of a friend of mine. And as I sat there, I thought about the resurrection. And as I looked there, I said to myself, death has no beauty. And I reflected on those women who made their way through the streets of Jerusalem on that first Easter Sunday. And I can tell you this, I would not want to have been one of them. They had taken the body of Jesus down from the cross and they had placed him in the tomb. They had taken him down from the cross, placed him in the tomb, and now 2 days later in the morning, they hurried to finish the preparation of his body. And they had already done this a number of times, certainly for family and friends. And they knew it was never an emotionally easy thing to do. Yet, when they reached the tomb, something unexpected happened. The stone had been rolled away. The body was gone. Imagine how it would have felt if we had been there in that circumstance. What ideas would have raced through our mind? You might think, as they did, well, somebody must have taken the body out of the tomb. And surely you, like they did, would have run back in fear to tell the disciples what had happened. And the disciples wouldn't have believed either. Each gospel, each of the four Gospels tells the story of the resurrection in a slightly different way. Mark simply says that a young man in a white robe proclaimed that Jesus had gone before them into Galilee. The Gospel of Luke adds, well, there were two men waiting at the tomb. And Matthew mentions that an angel appeared. And the Gospel of John notes two angels' presence, but also that Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Any attempt by us to figure out what occurred that day baffled not only the disciples, but biblical scholars and certainly Christians of our time as well. The four Gospels may differ in details, but they all reach the same conclusion. On Easter Day, Jesus, who had died on the cross, was no longer in the grave. And each gospel offers a slightly different version of how Jesus appeared to the disciples. But they're all on the same page. They were transformed by their experience of the resurrected Christ. And we forget this sometimes. We forget the impact the resurrection has on the living. We rejoice that those who have died now live with our Lord. But we also need to remember the impact of the resurrection on those who were alive. Each of the stories I used to start this sermon describe how the power of God made visible in the resurrection can still change lives today. The resurrection is not solely a story about Easter Sunday, nor a story for those who died in the faith. It is a story for those who live, but feel that the power and grace of God maybe has been lost a bit in their lives. You know, there are going to be times in life when you and I feel that we've run into a dead end. There will be days when it will take all our power just to get ourselves out of bed after a sleepless night. There will be days when no news at all would be sweet because the news that we keep getting always seems to be bad. The women who came to that grave on Easter Sunday knew what tough times were all about. What they had seen happen to Jesus shook them right to the very core of their faith. In fact, at that point, they probably didn't have much faith at all. They thought everything had been lost. They thought Pilate and the religious leaders had won, and they didn't have any hope for Jesus. Every promise they thought God had made through Jesus Christ seemed broken to them. They were down and out, and they had no idea which way was up. But when they were down most, the power of God brought new life to the one who had been crucified. But that resurrection also brought new life and new hope to those who stood by the empty tomb. They would now begin to live their lives differently. They would look at the world in a new way. They were going to be changed people, and the world would be a changed place because of what happened on that Easter Sunday. We know the women who approached the tomb weren't thinking about the possibility of the resurrection. Their thoughts were probably on their daily responsibilities. They worried about who would roll the stone away from the grave. They probably were thinking about other tasks they had to do later in the day. Maybe they had to go to the market to purchase food for their foods, or maybe they had to go visit family members. But you know what happens? The resurrection intrudes into a world cluttered with responsibilities for work and for family and for community. The power of the resurrection is the assurance that nothing will separate us from God's love when all of our assumptions about life have fallen apart and we feel lost. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the knowledge that God acts in unexpected and powerful ways, and He does that for us today. This is the Easter power which the women encountered at the empty tomb. This is the power of the living Christ that comes to us today and offers us grace, love, and new hope. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.